We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thursday edition of The Huddle here on ESPN Upstate. Greg McKinney, Richmond Weaver, and Lonzo here as the onslaught of Florence starts to buffet the coast of North Carolina and South Carolina, so just be safe out there.
By the way, the cameraman's getting further and further away.
He's backing away from the reporter for the Weather Channel. And I don't know if the wind is blowing that guy past just down the coastline there, but he keeps moving to the right.
We just lost some tree.
Some of the trees coming off behind him, too. Yeah, it's in Morehead City pretty good right now, and it's only going to get worse over the next day or so. But here in the upstate, everything's cool, even though we moved basically all of our high school football games up. To talk about that, we have Bob Costello with the Greenville News on the line with us. He covers high school sports. Hello, Bob. What's up?
Hello, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Another year where we have a crazy week with scheduling, Bob, with high school football, everything getting moved around here in the upstate. I guess the bigger issue is they're not going to play these games down in the low country, so are we going to have a big mess at the end of the year trying to get everything back on schedule?
Probably, yeah. we don't know how much of a mess, but we're probably going to wind up with one. Remains to be seen. I guess we'll have to see what happens over the next couple days and how long the lower state has to wait to clean up and all that kind of stuff. I guess the thing is, I guess when we're thinking about scheduling and are we going to play a game or can we play these games, always I always think it's best to just remember that these are games, and a lot of people have a lot of issues bigger than games, so it's we'll get these games in some point. Let's just remember all the people who have big problems.
Yep, certainly no question about that. So I guess as it turns out, they probably didn't have to move these games up. Tomorrow night looks kind of like tonight, but I guess erring on the side of caution was wise. What do you think?
Yeah, probably. I guess the word from Greenville County was that the wind was a big factor, but they didn't want to run buses in conditions of heavy wind. So I don't know. There's always reasons behind that you don't think of when they do all these things. So I guess, it's a matter of erring on the side of caution, and they're going to get them out of the way so they can move on to bigger things.
You covered a game last night with Greenville at South Point. Why did they end up playing on Wednesday?
Actually, I did not cover that game.
Okay.
I talked to David Crane ahead of time, though, and he said they just wanted to make sure and get the game in. I mean, earlier in the week, there were reports that, that there was Thursday and Friday was 90% rain.
Yeah.
So, and then it switched, and then there was going to be no rain. And so he said they just wanted to, make sure that they got the game in. And again, erring on the side of caution, they just thought they'd go ahead and say, let's play it. And both teams agreed, and they thought, what the heck? So they just went ahead and played the game.
And it turned out to be a great one, 28-27. South Point gets the win. So pretty exciting finish in that one, I understand.
Oh, yeah. Very exciting. Went right down to the wire, and last play of regulation, Greenville throws a wide receiver pass. Tyreek Simmons throws to Davis Bevel, 4-yard pass, and Greenville goes for two, doesn't get it, so they lose by one. But, heck of a game. South Point, I think the thing that I take away from it is South Point, obviously a phenomenal team and maybe still the team to beat. I mean, Hartsville is right there, but, I think maybe it gives a little bit of hope. Obviously, Greenville says, hey, we can play with them. And Greer, last year made it to the upper state final. against South Point and pretty much got blown out by a really good South Point team, won its fourth state championship in a row. So they're sitting there thinking, well, hey, you know, we beat Greenville twice last year. We can play with them. And they already had, you know, we're going into the season thinking, I think we want another crack at South Point. So I think there's a lot of teams maybe in the mix this year. So it's going to be interesting down near the end there.
Yeah, I know South Point lost a lot of their big skill players, but they still have a lot of outstanding athletes on that team. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think we'll see a little more balance in the 4A ranks as we get toward the end of the season. Let's talk about some of the games tonight. Everything getting moved to Thursday this week. Riverside playing Bowling Springs tonight, and I think it's going to be tough for Riverside. Bowling Springs off to a bit of a slow start, 1-2, and they're going to want to get back on track, I think, tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be tough sledding for Riverside all the way through. It's just the first of many. I mean, Riverside struggled up to this point. Now they're starting into that just brutal region. I mean, that's I think almost inarguably the best 5A region in the state. Those teams are that's a brutal schedule for all of them. I think there's going to be some great matchups, and Riverside is, like I say, they've struggled up to this point before they got into that buzzsaw. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be a tough one.
Travelers Rest off to a 4-0 start. That's like the best start they've had in decades, I believe. They play Blue Ridge tonight.
Yeah, they have not been 4-0 since 1967. So, And I'm not sure if that was the last time they were 5-0 or not. But, it's the first they're actually playing Blue Ridge twice. This is a non-region game, and then they'll play them in the region later. TR having a heck of a season. They haven't been the greatest schedule at this point, but, I always, caution that line of thinking by saying that, these are, sometimes a lot of the same teams that they don't do as well against when they're not as good. So I think this is just a much better Travelers Rest team. And I think I'll be really interested to see when they get into the region, how they stack up against some of those teams. Because I do think this is a better team. And the thing is, once you get, a little bit of momentum, I think you're going to be playing a little bit better. Like I said, I think especially offensively, this is a good team.
All right, Greenwood playing Woodmont tonight. Woodmont already off to an 0-3 start, and Greenwood won't be an easy task tonight either.
No, that's kind of tough. And I think Woodmont is better than it's a pretty good 0-3 team. I think one of the toughest things is, I think they've made some mistakes. And offensively, they really can't afford them because they get behind and, they run the ball. They run the ball really well, but can't afford to make mistakes because they are a running team. And, you get a couple of scores behind, and that's not the way they play. So I think they've been in games early, but they've made some mistakes. And Greenwood is just, it's kind of like Hillcrest. I saw the first half of that one, and that's kind of what happened. I mean, they were moving the ball some, but made some mistakes, got behind a couple scores, and then they were in trouble. And that can't happen against Greenwood either. So they've got to keep the ball, and that's kind of what they did against Greenville, and they stayed in the game for, almost to the end. And that's kind of what they have to do. They have to maintain possession, play keep away, and stay in it to the end.
Yeah. Talking to Bob Costello with the Greenville News. Bob, do you think Wade Hampton has a chance to stay in a game with Lawrence tonight? It's not the toughest game on their schedule by any means.
I think they can. I think they're improved as well. I think, when you have games like that, you just can't make those mistakes. They did against Greenville. They snapped the ball over the punter's head, turned the ball over. Can't do those things. They did it against Eastside too. Just made too many mistakes. And, they're definitely not the better team. So can't make any mistakes. And, you know. But, you know, Lawrence was, heck, was good enough. They were playing toe-to-toe with Hillcrest through, you know, better part of three quarters, almost three and a half. I guess three. Hillcrest scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. But for three quarters, they were with Hillcrest. So, you know, Lawrence is pretty darn good. So Lloyd Hampton's going to have to play a good game just to hang around. So mistakes, and they're in trouble.
Yeah. Speaking of Hillcrest, they're undefeated, but a tall order tonight as they go over to Dorman. I think that's a 7:30 start because of television, but that's a tough place to go.
Yeah, yeah, and that's like I said earlier, in that region, that's that region two, that reconfigured region two with all of those, you know, Hillcrest and Malden and Burns and Spartanburg and Gaffney and Dorman. And boy, that's just, there are going to be a lot of games like this. So the bad news is you're going to have games like this all the time. The good news is you can probably lose one and it won't break you, because you can come back the next week and get another one, and you can probably, you know, win that one and get you back in it, because everybody's got to play these all the time. So somebody else can pay you back. But this is going to be tough. I think the one thing about Dorman is they're coming off games against, I'm not sure what order, but I think York and Northwestern, they've played the past couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, pretty good competition. I like that just a tad better than what Hillcrest has had the last couple weeks. But, you know, they stack up pretty well, I think, the teams. But Dorman's pretty darn good. And like I said, I think they've just played pretty good competition the last couple weeks. Maybe a slight edge there and at home.
Similar situation for the Malden Mavericks. They have to go to Gaffney to face the 3-0 Indians. The thing I keep hearing about Gaffney, and I haven't seen him yet, is defense. Really hard to move the ball on.
Yeah, and that's I haven't seen them either, but I know, yeah, that they've got the defense, and that's going to make it tough, because Malden has been a team that has run the ball pretty well, and they're going to have to score some, because Gaffney has this is a tall order. Gaffney's been really good, Malden. They played up to this point a really good schedule preparing for this. This is why Harry Cabanis wanted to scrimmage and play all the good teams that they did up to this point, because they knew they were in for this, you know, murderous schedule. And well, now they're going to see it every week, and here comes round one. So, mm-hmm. Again, you get it today, and then you get it tomorrow.
Yeah. Greer, since they lost to Burns in that opener, has been lights out, and Union County coming up tonight. Those two teams have had some good games over the years.
Oh, yeah. The Jacket Bowl's always been pretty good. Recent years, Union has taken a step back. Greer clobbered them last year, and Greer's much better again this year. And, heck, Greer has been, pounding the 5A schools the last few weeks. Like you said, other than Burns, you know, the last 3 weeks they've been pounding 5A teams, and you know, Union's at 2-2, and it hasn't been a great Union team, so you know, we're a big advantage in this one. And Trey Williams has just been phenomenal, and Trey Houston, the quarterback.
Yep.
Kudos to him as well. He has been running and passing with excellence. It's been a great game. And defensively, Greer is getting better every week. So, big advantage to Greer in this one.
I think this could be an interesting matchup as Eastside gets Broome. Eastside undefeated coming in, right?
Yeah, and I believe both are coming off bye weeks, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of interesting, because I think they both should be ready to go. Eastside is sat right on the fringe, breaking into the top 10 the last several weeks. I think this will be the best team that Eastside has seen, I think. That's kind of, and Dan Morgan had said he wanted to step up the schedule a bit, and this will help. And then I think they have Chapman next week. So these are two really good games. That's one thing about their schedule last year is they really didn't see much competition heading into the region. And I think it might have hurt them a little bit, because they really didn't see anything till Greer. and he wanted to, you know, beef it up a little bit. Well, this is the beginning of the beefing, and I think it's going to help, you know, regardless of what happens. And but I think he's second in you know, play with him, maybe beat Broome, but I think it just helps to play teams like this. And Eastside has played, you know, fairly well this year. I think they're young. They've got a lot of guys, a lot of newness, because they had so many guys on that team that did so well last year who had played forever. And then those guys all left. So they got a lot of new guys coming in this year. And, you know, it's kind of taken some time to get going. And then you take a week off. So I think they're going to need these next few weeks to, you know, get it together. But I think they're getting a little better each week.
Bob, I'm just going to mention one more here because we're pressed for time. Carolina still looking for that first win, breaking that losing streak. Liberty coming in. Might this be an opportunity for Carolina to be a competitive in this game? What do you think?
Well, the stars will have to align. I think we're at 30 now and counting. And I guess it's possible, but again, you're going to have to play really well. Liberty has already beaten a couple of teams that have beaten them by a couple of scores. So is it possible? Yes, but they're going to have to do everything right. I think it might be their best chance left.
Yeah.
But you never know after that. But, you know, I think this is as good a chance as any. And, you know, these things work. I mean, you can lose one you didn't think you're going to lose. You can win one you didn't think you're going to win. So all good things come to an end. All bad things come to an end, too.
Well, it's a different kind of week with a hurricane and playing on Thursday. Maybe some of that will work in the favor of Carolina. We'll have to see. Hey, Bob, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, man. Talk to you soon.
Hey, sure thing. Thank you, Greg. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bob Costello with the Greenville News, greenvilleonline.com. Follow his good high school football coverage there, and we'll talk to him next week about matchups in high school football in the upstate. All right, you guys ready to make some college football picks in the next segment? Have you been over there working on it? You've been thinking about it at least?
We got picks coming up.
He forgot again.
Picks.
Did you forget again? Do you still have the list that I gave?
I got it.
Okay. You're good?
Right, just check.
Yeah, I got me some notes and everything.
All
right.
I'm going down to the bubble on one, just depending on what you guys do, because I feel obligated to give you guys a shot to get back in the race.
Oh, you're so generous.
I haven't
Thank
even
you.
Looked at it after I put it together. So,
So we'll do that next. We're picking 10 games as we do every week on Thursday, college football games. That's next here in the Huddle. Stay with us on ESPN Upstate. Saw a picture that some utility trucks are parked over at Bonsker Wellness Arena in Greenville, waiting to be assigned to go out and assist with relief efforts from the hurricane. These trucks are from Arkansas, so they've come into Greenville to kind of stage and then go out from there. All kinds of stuff going on with the hurricane Florence, which is still just a bit offshore, off Wilmington, North Carolina, Category 2 with 105 mile per hour winds, and we await its arrival here, and then importantly to see which way does she go and how that will impact our weather as we go into the weekend. 844-477-3776. All right, college football pick time. It is week 3 of the college football season, and your humble Huddle hosts pick 10 games every week. These games are selected by Lonzo, based on whatever he finds.
Yeah.
Off the cuff.
Yeah, whatever my criteria is.
Mm-hmm. I noticed you didn't do a, whatchamacallit, pick of the week. I've already forgotten what you called it. One of those weird games. Couldn't find a bad
the
game.
The SLG game of the
yeah.
week. Well, some of the, there's so many bad ones
They're
already
all
on here.
Yeah,
yeah just right. saying.
All right. Well, tonight, actually this afternoon at 5:30 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, we get underway with Boston College against Wake Forest. Look, these are supposedly up-and-coming teams in the ACC. I don't know what that says about the ACC, but these might be, you know, your next Louisville, Florida State teams, right? Boston College and Wake Forest. Boston College, look, they're as good as Florida State. They're as good as Louisville.
Yes, they are.
So,
definitely right now, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so how about this game, Richmond? Who you got? Boston College, Wake Forest.
Yeah, I'm going with the road team here. I'm going Boston College because the home team has lost four straight games.
Is it four?
Yes.
I knew the last couple of years the home team lost.
Yeah, so I'm going Boston College.
I think Boston College is just better. Wake Forest is not bad now.
Agreed, yes.
But Boston College with that running game, and they can throw the ball now. They can throw the ball a little bit now,
too. I think their defense is pretty good, too.
Pretty good
on defense.
And that's
what I think will be the difference.
I'm also going with Boston College. Lonzo, who do you got?
Make it unanimous. I'm also going Boston College.
Okay. Only you would put UTEP and Tennessee on here. That could have been your last pick.
I just love messing with Tennessee fans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that, obviously, I must think it's in question if I threw it up there.
All right, so you picked UTEP, right?
No.
Tennessee all the way around? Everybody
yes.
got the
I would
balls.
Think so.
They
yes.
get on the winning side of the ledger.
So what if they lose?
That's not good. It's not good, but, I mean, don't start talking about coaches because he just got there.
It wouldn't be the first time a coach had been fired. I mean, it's UTEP, man.
Yeah, he should not lose that one. All right, so everybody goes with Tennessee on that. South Florida and Illinois. Ugh. Ugh. Give me South Florida in this game. I picked them last week to beat Georgia Tech. They did. I'm sticking with South Florida.
Yeah, I'm going with South Florida as well. This is technically a game in Chicago, so it's not at Illinois.
And it's closer to Illinois than South Florida.
It is, but I'm saying it's an away game, and yeah. Illinois has lost 15 of their last 16 away openers. So I'm going South Florida.
South Florida. Lonzo.
You know, normally I'm a Big Ten guy, and I would pick the Big Ten team, but it's Illinois, and they're pretty bad. So, yeah, I'm going South Florida.
All right, we get an ACC matchup. Georgia Tech at Pitt. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh got absolutely boat raced by Penn State.
Yeah, especially in the second half. It was over.
It was over. But then I read the story about their tight ends coach has not left the facility since that game. He's been there for the entire time. Today's Thursday. He's still there.
He's sleeping there.
He's ready. Pittsburgh is going to beat Georgia Tech. That's my prediction. Give me Pitt. Lonzo, yeah. You go second.
All right, so I don't want you to think that I copied you, and you'll notice the last two are not picked, but I picked Pittsburgh.
The Panthers.
Because of that dude. I mean that's
he must have a big plan. The tight end is going to be big in this
you
game.
You stay there that long, you have come up with something that's going to cause your team to win.
Well, then here we are, because if you look on my sheet, I have notes, but I haven't circled a winner. And both of you guys are going with Pittsburgh, so I'm going to have to go with Georgia Tech, even though I was leaning towards Pittsburgh because of Kervante Benson, running back for Georgia Tech. He's out.
He's out.
And there's even a question with Daquan Marshall, quarterback for Georgia Tech, how his foot injury is. But I know Pittsburgh is 2-3 versus Georgia Tech since they've been in the ACC. I'll go with Georgia Tech. I'll be the contrarian here. I need to try to make up a game over GMAC over here, so I'm going with Georgia Tech.
All right, maybe we'll get some differences on this next one, too. Oklahoma State and Boise State. Richmond, we'll let you go first on this one.
All right. I know this is a game that a lot of people are going to be looking at. This will be the upset that Boise State will be able to beat Oklahoma State. I do think Oklahoma State is probably overrated where they are right now. But they've won 10 straight games prior to the opening of the Big 12 season, and this game lands right before they open the Big 12 season. I'm going to go with Oklahoma State just because of that stat right there.
Lonzo.
Now, I got to believe this is probably going to be a pretty good game. Maybe even go down to the wire, but I can't pull the trigger on Boise. I'm going Oklahoma State also.
Oh, man. I got to stick with my pick on this. I want to be contrary, too, but I had Oklahoma State. I'll stay with them. We don't know anything about these teams because of who they've played. Oklahoma State has beaten Missouri State 58-17 and South Alabama 55-13, but Boise State's played Troy and UConn, and they scored 56 and 62 in those two games. I mean, what do we know? We know nothing, but we'll know something after this. This is a pretty good matchup. I do like this matchup, but I've got Oklahoma State. I'll stick with them. All right, the big one. We'll have it for you 3:30 Saturday afternoon right here on ESPN Upstate with our guest earlier in the week, Gino Toretta on the call, LSU and Auburn. I'll go first. I'm going to go with the Tigers.
I knew. I was actually expecting Lonzo to say that, mm-hmm. but I'll let you
you'll
say.
You'll never hear me say that.
Oh, come on. That was a perfect opportunity for you to chime in a little joke like that.
Yeah, and thanks for making that Alonzo joke. Now I'm embarrassed by it. If he would do it, then I shouldn't.
Whatever.
Auburn Tigers. I'm going with Auburn. They're the better team. They're at home, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going with the home team, Auburn. I don't think LSU is ready for prime time with a big game like this. So I think fairly close, fairly low scoring. LSU can't score enough to beat Auburn on the road. Auburn.
I'm going with Auburn here, and I don't think it's actually going to be that close. I think this will be a big win for Auburn. The visiting team has lost 5 straight in this series and also lost 16 out of the last 18. Mm-hmm. So I'm going with Auburn at home.
You know, I wanted to believe in LSU. I really did.
But I just can't.
I think it's faux. I don't think it's real until they win a few more games, but I don't think they're going to win this weekend. So I also went Auburn.
It's probably the best game of the weekend. There aren't that many good ones. All right. I'm going to let you guys go first on this one to see if I can – I might go the opposite if you both go the same way.
Oh, let me go first. I'll go first. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right away, I'm going North Texas over Arkansas.
All right, then I know
North,
what to do.
North Texas is a pretty good team. Didn't they destroy Incarnate Word last week? Was it them?
That convinced you.
Yeah, that right sold. There. That sold me. But Arkansas is really bad.
They are.
And man, I was going back and forth on this, but I'm pulling the trigger. Why not?
You're going North Texas.
I'm going North Texas.
Richmond's going to go with his boy Chad.
Yes, I am. I'm going with Arkansas. I know they had a horrible second half against Colorado State, had the lead, lost it, but they're also 25-3 when hosting a non-conference game in Fayetteville. So I'm going with Arkansas here.
I will also go with Arkansas. I like the quarterback for North Texas, Mason Fine. Very good, but he's like 5'11", 175 pounds, small. Against those Arkansas hogs, literal hogs, I don't know that he can stand up. So I will take Arkansas since we got one of you to go bite on North Texas here. Ohio State, TCU. This is in Arlington, right? Jerry World?
It is.
So that's almost a home game for TCU.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically a home game.
Basically a home game.
Yeah. Although there's a lot of people that say there's going to be more Ohio State fans there than TCU fans.
We travel well.
Yes.
There'll be a bunch of Ohio State fans.
I would agree.
All right, Richmond.
Okay. I know, again, here this would be an opportunity where you could pick the upset, TCU.
Yep.
But I'm actually going to go with Ohio State. I know Urban Meyer's not going to be on the sidelines, but believe me, he's been coaching because we know he can coach throughout the week. He just can't be at the game. And so I think he's going to have his guys ready to go. And I think Haskins is a legit quarterback for Ohio State. And I think they'll just have too much offensive firepower. But I think TCU will give them a good game.
I think this is a respectable game, too. And I want to pick the upset because I know where Alonzo is going to go. But I just can't be goaded into that on this one. Ohio State's looked too good. Too good. Ohio State wins, but it's maybe a 2-score game. I think TCU hangs in. Go ahead, Lonzo.
Well, listen, if you guys listened to Gino when he was on, Gino Toretto, he was praising Haskins. If you get a chance to watch this game, this kid is smooth. I really like him, and I don't understand why he sat behind JT, other than all the records that JT set. Haskins looks really good. J.K. Dobbins looks good. Of course, you got Bosa on the other side. Yeah, Ohio State's going to win this, but I think they're going to win it big.
Okay, we all go Ohio State on that one. Southern Cal and Texas. That's two bad teams here that are supposed to be good. Two bad teams that should be better. What Southern Cal score? 3 points last week?
Yeah, but that was Stanford's a good team. Stanford's got a good defense.
And it's kind of a rivalry game.
Yeah, Stanford, no, give me Texas.
We'll see.
Texas, Longhorns.
Oh, you are. You're going with Texas. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going Southern Cal.
All right, good. We got a difference.
Yeah. I'm going with Southern Cal.
You believe in the Trojans?
Not that I believe. I don't necessarily believe in them, but they're 20-11-1 against Big 12 teams. So I'm going with Texas.
Alonzo?
Well, this is one of the games I hadn't picked yet, but now I did pick it because I went with Greg's pick over Richmond's pick.
Usually wise.
Just because Greg is kicking our butts.
You need to try to catch up with him. You got to have some differences.
And I don't want to be in last place. I'm tied for last place right now, or second place, however you want to look at it. I don't want to be there, so I'm going with Texas. This is a hard game to pick. It really is.
It is. They're both kind of underperformers at the moment.
But Lonzo, if you're not first, you're last.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, there you go. Roll the dice.
One more game, Western Kentucky-Louisville. Lonzo, you go.
I don't want to go because I haven't picked
this. Oh, you want to stay? We'll go.
No, that's all right. You know, I really want to pick Western Kentucky in this. Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'm not going to. I'm going Louisville.
I'm going Louisville as well. They've won 9 straight versus Western Kentucky. And
the Hilltoppers, man. This could be their year.
Hey, I'm not a big Bobby Petrino fan, but I think he does have it.
He does follow me on Twitter, so, you know.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, you can't pick against him then.
Yeah, look, Western Kentucky's already lost to Maine, so you can't pick them over Louisville.
Wait a minute, Maine has a football team?
Yeah. They lost to Maine last week, so you can't. It's Louisville in this one. All right, we have enough picks to make it interesting. And we will go over them on Monday. That's our 10 picks. If you want to play along, we'll put it up on the website, ESPNUpstate.com. Back in a moment. This is The Huddle. You're listening to ESPN Upstate. Tonight here on ESPN Upstate, we'll bring you high school football. Thursday night high school football as Burns visits Spartanburg at Gibbs Stadium on the campus of Wofford College. That is a 6:30 airtime, a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight. First region game for both of these teams. And earlier today, I caught up with Reggie Shaw, head coach of the Burns Rebels.
Coach, been a couple of weeks, had a week off after the trip to New Jersey. Just backing up to that game briefly, and I'm sure you've put it behind you, but I'll bring it back up anyway. Fourth quarter kind of got away from you in that one. I'm sure you've been focused on that for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. You know, felt like we gave the game away, and that's the good news is it's things that are controllable that we can go back and fix. So we've addressed our snappers in punting game, and then we've addressed the ball security. And hopefully we see the fruits of that labor this week.
What was your schedule like for the week off? Did you work a lot and give them some days off or what?
Yeah, we worked a lot. We felt like we went back and really emphasized our fundamentals and teamwork. And we had a little fun in the process. We scrimmaged twice that week. But we just felt like we had to continue to be physical and continue to work and get back in the weight room a little bit. So it was a great week for the guys just to kind of focus back on what got us to where we're at.
Trying to get back on a regular schedule, and then we have a storm come in that kind of changes things this week too, but I guess it does help in a way that you're not playing early after having played last week. You had that week off here.
Yeah, it's a great time for us as far as having to play on a Thursday. I don't think it'll affect us at all. We're excited about the opportunity just to play and get back on the field after our last outing, and anytime you play Spartanburg, you know it's a big rivalry game and kids are really excited.
Coach, you've had some injuries you're trying to get healed, and having a week off helps that situation. One guy you're getting back is Buddy Mack.
Yeah, we're excited to get Buddy back. You know, he's a leader back there for us. He's a big, long-rangey guy that can cover a lot of ground, and he's very intelligent, has a high football IQ, and so it's going to be a big help for us in the defensive backfield.
While he was out, and of course Quentin Talley's out, you got some other guys in there. Ethan Harris played a lot. How'd you feel like he did?
Ethan is he's daggum energizer bunny. He's, whatever he does, he goes hard. He's also a very intelligent football player. But it's nice to see Ethan get a chance and then take advantage of it and secure a spot back there. He just continues to play well. He's not the biggest, but he brings every ounce of fight he's got any time he plays.
Spartanburg Vikings, big region game. They don't get any more important now. These count for the postseason?
That's it. You know, you got three parts of the season. You got preseason, region, and then postseason. And this is the most important part for us. And we're just taking it one game at a time. But there's a big point of emphasis here. We've asked the guys to just increase their level of focus, intensity, passion, and increase their film watching. Just everything that we can control, we want to be at our best.
This is the time of year that coaches make adjustments because it's region play. Wouldn't be surprised to see some new guys out there for them tonight, right?
Yeah, I think they'll have some surprises. You know, they've had some shuffling around and injuries themselves, so we try to prepare for what we know, but I'm sure there'll be a few surprises. And you know, they're well coached, they've got great athletes, and they always play us well.
Coach, they run the ball really well. I remember the last couple of years, and you were here last year, of course, not the year before, but these have been low-scoring games with the Vikings where one score can make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, you know, I think their motto is to try to establish a run first. And in the past, I don't know if that's true. It seems like they've gone to more of a spread, run-and-gun kind of deal. But, you know, we've got to be prepared for either one. They've got athletes, so they could be a variety of things. But I think they want to run the ball and play good defense. It's kind of been their motto.
It's been a while since Chris Miller was here, but he still knows the Rebels pretty well.
Oh, he knows them well. He does a great job wherever he's at, and you know, his kids will play hard, and they'll be fundamentally sound. They won't beat themselves.
You know, you were telling me a story before we started the interview. We were talking about the hurricane coming in here. You had a little experience with that a few years back with Hugo, yeah, playing in a storm, right?
Yeah, I'll never forget. Hurricane Hugo came in. I was at Fairfield, and we decided to move the game to Thursday, and we got down to Sumter Thursday, and that hurricane had already started coming in, and it was raining sideways. I'll never forget it, and the field was underwater, but we're fortunate enough to come from behind and win the game in the second half. But, you know, I'll just never forget playing in that and just the impact that that thing had on the state. So our prayers and thoughts are definitely in those folks on the coast and all of us in the Carolinas as we prepare for this thing.
How do you feel about the mental attitude of your kids as you make this transition from non-region play into region play?
Yeah, we're at a good point right now. Our kids are, you know, there's a confidence level. Even though we lost last week, they know that that game was in our control, and so there's a confidence level. You know, they're embracing the grind. They know that our practices have to be really tough so that we'll be prepared on Fridays, and they just continue to work with a good attitude. So real pleased with our unity and just our, you know, our belief system where it's at right now.
That is Reggie Shaw. He's the head coach of the Burns Rebels tonight. Spartanburg Burns from Gibbs Stadium at Wofford College. Again, it's a special airtime of 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock since it was moved to Thursday. And we'll have it for you right here on ESPN Upstate. Final break of this hour. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us in the huddle on ESPN Upstate. We've had a request to add one more pick to our picks. This won't be official, but a texter would like to hear our picks on a game. Florida State at Syracuse. 12 noon Saturday on ESPN.
I almost put that on there, I gotta be honest.
Yeah, oh man, that's tough. Give me Syracuse. Give me Syracuse at home.
It's hard for me to go against Syracuse on that one as well.
Now, they haven't played anybody. They're averaging 58 points a game, Syracuse is, because they play Western Michigan and Wagner. They put 55 on Western Michigan, though, on the road. I mean, 55-42 game.
Yeah,
that was a
shootout. They also gave up 42 points. So that,
I've been talking about how bad Florida State is. There's no way I can pick them. I'd have to go Syracuse, too.
All right.
Go ahead, Richmond.
All right, I'll go Florida State.
Will you? Why?
Yeah,
just to be different, or you have a reason?
No, because of
to be different.
ACC.
No.
Both in the ACC.
Both in the ACC. Yeah, it has nothing to do with it because both of you guys are – picking Syracuse. And I think Florida State has more talent.
That 10-point win, come from behind win over Samford convinced you?
Yeah, exactly. Gave me a lot of confidence.
Or was it the 3 points they scored against Virginia Tech?
No, well, it's also because of my picks. I'm 500 on all my picks, so it's a coin flip. So I'm flipping the coin, and it came up heads for Florida State.
Well, this one doesn't count. So,
no, it doesn't count.
It always counts. It's pride.
Clemson couldn't win at Syracuse. How can Florida State win at Syracuse?
Yeah, but there's been other teams that have won at Syracuse.
I'm not saying Syracuse is great, but I just don't trust Florida State right now. I think they got a little bit of an issue. And I think Willie Taggart will be all right in the long run.
Yeah.
But
so, losing at Syracuse, I mean, that is, I mean, the equivalent of, we can say that Florida State is truly a dumpster fire if they lose at Syracuse.
You think? If they had lost to Samford, they would have been a dumpster fire, and that got dangerously close. I mean, after Syracuse, they get Northern Illinois, and then two road games at Louisville, at Miami. They could lose both of those. I know.
Oh, easily.
Know, both of those teams are underwhelming too, but they're both road games.
Yep.
It's a little bit sketchy right now for the Seminoles. All right, you'll go with
Florida State
just for no good reason except. Athletes. They have athletes.
They do. That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. That one's coming up at noon tomorrow. I'll watch that. I have to check that one out. I know it's head-to-head with Clemson and Georgia Southern, but, but I might have to tear myself away from that one.
Yeah, I still got to figure out if we're going to the game or not on Saturday.
Well, you got to figure. You're a Clemson fan or not?
Yes, I am
a
Clemson fan.
Come on, Tiger guy. Come on. You got to go.
Yeah. I don't see any excuse not to go. They're playing it. You can feel guilty for going. Is that it?
It's probably going to
shouldn't be playing it, right?
It might even be sunny Saturday. You know,
yeah, I think it probably will be now with how everything's playing out.
Back on the other side, 3 questions at 3. Diddy comes in here at about 3:20 as well. And you need to hear Sean McVay, the Rams coach, and his photographic memory. We'll have that for you coming up. All in the third hour of The Huddle on ESPN Upstate. You can join the conversation at 844-477-3776. Back in a moment. The Huddle, ESPN Upstate. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.